Afghan authorities say the attack took place in the eastern Nuristan province, which borders Pakistan and is a known haven for Al-Qaeda as well as Taliban extremists. The fighting erupted after scores of heavily armed insurgents streaming from a local mosque and nearby village raided two remote coalition outposts in the Kamdesh district. Speaking to VOA, U.S. Army Colonel Wayne Shanks confirmed 8 American soldiers died in the fighting.
This was a significant battle, and the fight lasted most of the day. There was a heavy fighting on both sides. We used all the firepower that we had at our disposal to include close air support, attack helicopters. The men on the ground, both the Afghans and the U.S. Coalition, fought and kept the ground, and they hold the ground right now.
Coalition area commanders said the Afghan and U.S. soldiers fought bravely together to repulse what they have described as a complex attack in a difficult area. The military says it has inflicted heavy enemy casualties. Shanks says coalition forces are patrolling the area to discourage further militant attacks. A Taliban spokesman is reported to have claimed responsibility for the militant raid, saying they have also taken a large number of policemen in custody. But the claim could not be verified independently. This is the second deadliest attack U.S. and coalition forces have suffered in the region in more than a year. 9 American soldiers were killed when their newly set up outpost in the area was raided by Taliban fighters in July 2008. Insurgents have stepped up attacks in eastern Afghanistan recently in an effort to spread the violence beyond their traditional strongholds in the south. There are more than 100,000 NATO and U.S. forces in the country to quell the Taliban insurgency. But the security situation has worsened in Afghanistan, particularly since the beginning of this year. The U.S. commander of the international forces, General Stanley McChrystal, is said to have requested additional troops to deal with what he has described a serious situation. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.